American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 4A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Tablets. Medicine that is small and flat is called a tablet. Number 2. Lie down. Larry tried lying down, but it didn't help his headache. Number 3. Clinic. These doctors work at the clinic. Number 4. Ill. Larry decided he was really ill. He did not feel good at all. Number 5. Sick call. There was a long line of people waiting to see the doctor at sick call. Number 6. Aspirin. Aspirin is a medicine people take to help a headache or reduce a fever. Number 7. Pills. Some medicines are pills rather than liquids. Number 8. Social Security number. Everyone in the U.S. must have a Social Security number. Number 9. Pulse. The nurse took Larry's pulse. Number 10. Drugs. Medicines are made of different drugs. Look at Figure 2. Listen to statements and questions. Find the picture that shows the statement or answers the question and put the number of the sentence under it. Number 1. Larry feels very sick. Number 2. He feels dizzy. What should he do? Number 3. Where did Larry go when he knew he was ill? Number 4. The nurse checked Larry's pulse. Number 5. What did the doctor give him to help reduce his fever? Let's check your answers. Picture A is 2. He feels dizzy. What should he do? Repeat. He should lie down. Picture B is 3. Where did Larry go when he knew he was ill? Repeat. He went to the clinic. Picture C is 5. What did the doctor give him to help reduce his fever? Repeat. The doctor gave him aspirin. Picture D is 1. Larry feels sick. Repeat. Larry looks ill. Picture E is 4. The nurse checked Larry's pulse. Repeat. The nurse took Larry's pulse. Look at figure 3. Listen to the paragraph.
Poor Larry felt hot and cold and dizzy. He felt like his head was going around and around. He thought lying down for a while might make him feel better, so he went to his room and went to bed. It didn't help. He decided he was really ill and ought to go to the clinic on sick call. The doctor at the clinic told Larry that feeling hot and cold and dizzy were symptoms of the flu. He prescribed aspirin to reduce the fever and 3 days of bed rest. Larry was glad the doctor told him to go to bed because he felt very weak. After taking the aspirin tablets and resting for 2 days, Larry seemed better, but he stayed in bed the third day too because he thought the doctor knew best.
Now listen to the paragraph again.
Poor Larry felt hot and cold and dizzy. He felt like his head was going around and around. He thought lying down for a while might make him feel better, so he went to his room and went to bed. It didn't help. He decided he was really ill and ought to go to the clinic on sick call. The doctor at the clinic told Larry that feeling hot and cold and dizzy were symptoms of the flu. He prescribed aspirin to reduce the fever and 3 days of bed rest. Larry was glad the doctor told him to go to bed because he felt very weak. After taking the aspirin tablets and resting for 2 days, Larry seemed better, but he stayed in bed the third day too because he thought the doctor knew best.
Now write the answers to the questions you hear about the paragraph. Number 1. How did Larry feel? Number 2. What did he decide? Number 3. What did the doctor say his symptoms were? Number 4. What did the doctor prescribe? Let's check the answers. Number 1. How did Larry feel? Hot, cold, and dizzy. Repeat. Larry felt hot, cold, and dizzy. Number 2. What did he decide? That he was really ill and ought to go to the clinic on sick call. Repeat. He decided that he was really ill and ought to go to the clinic on sick call. Number 3. What did the doctor say his symptoms were? Symptoms of the flu. Repeat. The doctor said they were symptoms of the flu. Number 4. What did the doctor prescribe? Aspirin to reduce the fever in 3 days of bed rest. Repeat. The doctor prescribed aspirin to reduce the fever in 3 days of bed rest. Look at figure 4. Listen to the paragraph.
Most doctors keep good records on their patients. When a patient arrives at the clinic, he signs in and gives an identification number, which is usually his social security number. Then he takes a seat and waits. The nurse tells him when the doctor is ready to see him. The doctor usually reads his record before he examines him. This helps him decide on a treatment because the record tells him what the patient's pulse and blood pressure were at his last visit and if he's allergic to any drugs like penicillin or sulfa. If he is, the doctor must be careful of the type of medication he prescribes.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Most doctors keep good records on their patients. When a patient arrives at the clinic, he signs in and gives an identification number, which is usually his social security number. Then he takes a seat and waits. The nurse tells him when the doctor is ready to see him. The doctor usually reads his record before he examines him. This helps him decide on a treatment, because the record tells him what the patient's pulse and blood pressure were at his last visit, and if he's allergic to any drugs, like penicillin or sulfa. If he is, the doctor must be careful of the type of medication he prescribes.
Now write the answers to the questions you hear about the paragraph. Number one, what is the first things patients do when they arrive at the clinic? Number two, how do the patient's records help the doctor? Number three, what do the records tell the doctor? Number four, if the patient is allergic to any drugs, what must the doctor do? Let's check your answers. Number one, what is the first thing patients do when they arrive at the clinic? Sign in and give their identification numbers. Repeat. Patients sign in and give their identification numbers. Number two, how do the patient's records help the doctor? They help him decide on a treatment. Repeat. Patients' records help the doctor decide on a treatment. Number three, what do the records tell the doctor? What the patient's pulse and blood pressure were at his last visit and if he is allergic to any drugs. Repeat. The records tell the doctor what the patient's pulse and blood pressure were at his last visit. And if he is allergic to any drugs. Number four. If the patient is allergic to any drugs, what must the doctor do? Be careful of the medicine he prescribes. Repeat. The doctor must be careful of the medicine he prescribes. Look at figure 5. Listen to two sentences. If they are the same, circle S. If they are different, circle D. Listen and circle. Number 1. She said please. She said peas. Number 2. They came soon. They came soon. Number 3. Jane sews. Jane sews. Number 4. Turn on the light. Turn on the right. Number 5. I saw the leak. I saw the lack. Number 6. Look at the duck. Look at the duck. Number 7. Did you see the lock? Did you see the lock? Number 8. He is dead. He is deaf. Number 9. There's the moon. There's the moon. Number 10. He got a cab. He got a cap. Number 11. It's a yoke. It's an oak. Number 12. He knows beauty. He knows booty. Let's check your work. Number 1 was different. Listen. She said please. She said peas. Number 2 was different. They came soon. They came soon. Number 3 was the same. Jane sews. Jane sews. Number 4 was different. Turn on the light. Turn on the right. Number 5 was different. I saw the leak. I saw the lack. Number 6 was the same. Look at the duck. Look at the duck. Number 7 was the same. Did you see the lock? Did you see the lock? Number 8 was different. He is dead. He is deaf. Number 9 was the same. There's the moon. There's the moon. Number 10 was different. He got a cab. He got a cap. Number 11 was different. It's a yoke. It's an oak. Number 12 was different. He knows beauty. He knows booty. Now look at figure 6. At the left of the vertical line, there is a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle all the words that are the same as the word at the left. You will have 20 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Look at figure 7. This is the same kind of exercise. You will have only 20 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Look at the words in figure 6 and 7 again. Check to see if you marked all the words and the right ones. This is the end of tape 4A, book 15.